This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Again tonight, my name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root. This is the USA Radio Network and War Now, and I can't thank you enough. First of all, I can't thank USA Radio Network for allowing me another night with you guys. This is like one of the best nights of the entire year, right? I mean, if I go back in time and think about Thanksgiving, think about it being the best of all best holidays, right? I mean, it's better than Christmas because there's no pressure. It's better than Easter. It's better than Kwanzaa. It's better than, 4th of July gives it a run. But for the most part, it is the best holiday because there is food, there is football, and there's no guilt to both, right? Because your wife can't get on your case for watching football because you're with the family. And she can't get on your case for eating too much pie or too much turkey because it's one day a year. And I can think about, you know, some of the best times, I think, that I've ever had. And I would have to think that Thanksgiving has to have some of the best memories. I mean, if you thought back wherever, you know, your brain takes you when you think about Thanksgiving and, you know, where it lands, what the best Thanksgiving you ever had was and where would that be, I would have to say for me, you know, it would have to be when I was in high school, right? So high school, mother is still alive. You know, my grandmothers are still alive. Everybody is healthy. I'm high school, junior. And, you know, I can remember mom making tons of food. I come from an Italian family, so she's, you know, making the turkey and making, I guess it's ham. Then, of course, your mother makes lasagna, and there's some kind of soup, and there's breads, and there's 8,000 vegetables. It's funny because she used to bring out, like, dish after dish after dish after dish, and the family would be like, oh, what are you doing? Are you crazy? And then, of course, it would all be gone when the night was over, so she would keep bringing out the food. But I can remember, for whatever reason, I think I remember my junior year in high school was probably the best Thanksgiving because, junior year, there's really no pressure. Senior year, you got a little pressure, right? You got to think about college. That's right down the road. If you've got a girlfriend, right, that is coming to an end very, very soon. It's the last Thanksgiving and Christmas we'll be together. I actually have a godson that is sort of in that situation where he's got a, you know, a special someone who happens to be a senior in high school and he happens to be a junior in high school. So, you know, they're getting to that point where she's going to be going off to college and he's going to be locked at high school. And then what happens then? And we've kind of all been in that situation at some point in our life where somebody leaves and we're young and it's heartbreaking. The whole world is going to end, right? You've all been there. I've been there. But I remember that Thanksgiving for whatever reason is because, you know, the whole family, all the great food. But I remember because I was a football player in high school, and then, you know, I went on to play, you know, I was a scholarship athlete in college, and then went on to play a little pro ball. But that was baseball. Football, though, you know, you always had the Thanksgiving Day game. We had our crosstown rival, and the place was always packed, over 10,000 people yelling and screaming. Game starts at 10. All your friends together, all your family is watching. They all come from all over to watch the game. You play the game, and then, you know, you kind of hang out with your friends for a little while, and bap, you're back at the house. You eat the food, and then that night, of course, which would be tomorrow night, everybody's together. All your friends go out. I mean, those are the kind of memories I think back to when I think about high school that, you know, really were the great memories. I mean, those are the ones with your friends and your family, and the Thanksgiving scenario just is like icing on top of the cake. So, I don't know. I was curious, you know, what was your best Thanksgiving, if you want to share that with us, certainly during the course of the night tonight. We could bend the rules a little bit and talk about Thanksgiving. We don't have to talk about politics for 3 hours. We can talk about a number of different things. I do have a ton of different topics that I want to get to during the course of the show tonight. I mean, one after another, whether it's left versus right, or crime, or debt, or Obama, and audio, and some of the crazy things that I've seen going on as far as discipline, and colleges, and the insanity that is going on behind all of that. But, you know, in case I forget during the course of the night, I'd like to open the show today and talk to our friends from, like, Vegas and Minneapolis and New York and Sag Harbor, Long Island, and, like, Dallas, where, you know, we haven't gotten a lot of calls from Dallas, and I can only assume that's probably because you guys are whining over your Cowboys down in Dallas, but I'm not 100% sure about that. But if you want to talk about the Cowboys, we could talk about the Cowboys. They're playing tomorrow, I think, right? So the Cowboys have a game tomorrow. Yeah, against the Redskins. And the Redskins don't have a quarterback. Apparently, they're going to be busting out Joe Theismann, who his leg is finally healed. So he may be the quarterback for tomorrow's game between Washington and Dallas. But I'm just in all seriousness, I'm trying to have a little fun, lighthearted start to a Thursday show, because I do have a lot of serious stuff I do want to get into before the end of the program. But Thanksgiving, I mean, you got to look at it probably as numero uno as far as holidays go. Really, no pressure, no gifts. Right, I mean, Christmas is great, but you got to bring a gift. And, you know, if you've got a significant other, if you've got somebody that you've got to buy this tough for, well, that can always be a problem. Right? You got to buy that present for that significant other, and you're racking your brain for Christmas, but you don't have any of that. There's no present for Thanksgiving. You just show up, you know, with your extra stretchy pants, and you go to town. It's really that simple. So, I don't know. What are you doing tomorrow? If you want to share that with us, we can get into that. I don't want to make this into a, you know, one of those sappy shows. You can't do that all night long, but I'm just saying, if you got a good story about Thanksgiving and you want to share it with us, I'll be happy to talk to you about that. Again, our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. And I can only imagine, like, most people, I'm assuming most people, even on the left coast, you guys are out of work now, right? I mean, I know it's 312 on the West Coast, but, I mean, nobody works on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It's all half day, right? It's all half day. Nobody's. If you're working, you're mailing it in. If you're listening to me right now, you've already, that ship has sailed, man. You have mailed in the day. You are done. You are done, done, done. But that's okay, because you deserve it. You deserve it. You work hard. You work hard. It's funny because I've been having a lot of back and forth conversations with people about left versus right issues, right? A lot of Democrat, Republican, left, right, socialism types of issues with Cortez, the AOC. I mean, and all of that, and all of what she stands for. And I can't stop but think, you know, people that are listening to me right now, I mean, most of you, most folks who listen to conservative talk radio, you're working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, right? I mean, you are busting it. And when you flip on the radio, or you happen to flip on the television by the time you get home and put your feet up and start watching whatever it is that you're watching, and you hear somebody tell you that there are a group of folks in the Democrat Party who want to jam socialism down your throat, right? They want to jam it down your throat. And you're thinking to yourself, wait a second. I work so hard. I work because I want to get ahead, and I want to put food on the table, and I want my kid to get, a nice education. So I want to save money to send him to a good school, and I want the best for my wife because she is really the greatest. And I work hard for all that, and I want to save money for my retirement. And then along comes this, you know, Joe and Joan and whatever, and they want everything that you want or want, and you want, they want everything you have, and they don't want to really work for it. They just want it because they think it's owed to them. And I see this time and time again, over and over and over again, we have this conversation. And that's, you know, I know that's boiling it down to its very essence, you know, the bare bones of it. But that's really the truth. Socialism is about taking what's yours and not really working for it because you think you're taking it in the name of fairness. When here is person B over here who is working 50, 60 hours a week, right? Putting in the time, trying to save the money, wanting to do the right thing, you know, making sure his kids got shoes on their feet and food in their belly. And then, you know, like I said, these two clowns over here on the left, they just want to waltz around and basically live their life telling everybody what to do and telling everybody what is right and telling everybody how they should live their lives. But at the same time, they're not doing anything. They're not doing anything productive. They're actually standing in the way of the rest of the country. And somehow, some way, these folks got elected. right? You've got a number of socialists who actually got elected, and now we have to deal with that. That's another layer of this Democrat insanity, right? That's the way I see it, and I don't think I'm sugarcoating it. I don't think I'm putting a bad slant on it. I actually think I am sugarcoating it, because I think it can be worse, not better. We need to really stand up. Folks on the right need to take a good look at what's actually happening around the country. And again, we could talk about this as we move forward, but take a good look at what has happened politically, right, and what has happened in certain states, certain battlegrounds, where the right is beginning to lose ground, and how to gain that ground back if we can. I actually wrote a piece for our local paper here about what I call it the blue creep, how the blue creep is coming in and coming fast and furious in some places and coming to states like Texas, even though Texas, again, in the end ended up being what it was supposed to be. There was a few scary moments. There were some numbers that were in question. There was a few times when you thought to yourself, oh my gosh, Texas may not go our way, right? So all that happened. So we can get into all of that and a whole bunch of other things. I also want to comment. I don't have the audio. Maybe I'll try to find it. Maybe Chris can find it. He's a busy man. But Obama was talking at an event, and he was talking about the climate change, etc. But in the climate change conversation, he actually mentioned racism, and somehow racism and climate change is tied in together. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that when we come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Our number is 833-927-8255. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCon score total visits.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, meaning they've been chosen by the state of Texas to run the Fort Knox of Texas. So you know you could trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. You can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. They get my highest rating. Wayne Allen Root trusts them. Wayne Allen Root says they have integrity. Wayne Allen Root says they have credibility. Matter of fact, one single person who contacted them, one out of all the hundreds and hundreds of people, I won't say thousands, I'll guess hundreds and hundreds who have contacted them because of this national radio and national TV show. They sponsor both. Out of hundreds and hundreds of customers, one complained to me that they didn't get what they wanted on time. And I thought, all right, so I'll forward it to my guys at U.S. Gold Bureau. And they came back and they told me why she complained, because she ordered a specific item and the company that makes it went out of business. Literally, that week went out of business, and it was just a backload, and they couldn't get it to her on time, but instead they got her something else quickly, and she just sent me a thank you note the other day and said how wonderful to have customer service like this, and Wayne Root helps. So I'm always here to help you make things right. But they're a great company, U.S. Gold Bureau. And they've teamed up with me to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. I don't make any money on it. There's no conflicts of interest. I don't make a penny. They just gave it that name. What a great honor. And you call them and find out about the Wayne Root Investor Starter Package. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root.
Hmm.
All right, we're back. It is 24 after the hour of 6 on the East Coast, after the hour of 3 on the West Coast, and depending upon where you are, whether you're as far away as Vegas or California or Dallas or Reno, New York, or everywhere in between, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. Glad to do it, honored to do it, and again, looking forward to an entire night of me and you together talking about a number of different things. Like I said, this is always one of the great nights of the year. Everyone goes out on this night. Everybody sort of lets loose on this night because it's the start of a long weekend for just about everybody. All right, so I talked in the beginning, the first segment, a little bit about Thanksgiving, my best Thanksgiving. I would not spend all night on that because I know the other talking heads have been doing that for the most part all day long. But I did see an interesting poll that was taken. Just 15% of Americans say they're looking forward, and that's in quotation marks, looking forward to talking politics at the Thanksgiving table this year. Now, I actually think that's probably high. We already had a pseudo, like, dry run Thanksgiving. Because you know how it is. Families, as they get bigger, they sort of fracture, right? And we used to spend our Thanksgivings with our cousins and my mother's sisters, and we would all be together. But as they, you know, they got married and they have families, they have to do it certain times, and we had to do it Saturday, this Saturday. And it's interesting. So I as a joke, right, as a joke, I took a bunch of cans. People were drinking. It was mostly soda, right? And I took a bunch of cans, and I was, like, over in the corner, and I took the cans, and I built a wall in front of myself, and I jokingly threw out, I built a wall, and you guys, I'm American, you guys are Mexico. Well, I forgot that my family and, you know, shame on me. I forgot that a big bulk of my family happens to lean very much to the left. Now, I almost never talk about politics. I never do with my family, and I almost never do, you know, sort of outside a circle of folks because, you know, we talk politics. Those of us who do this for, you know, a living, we talk about this stuff for 6, 8, 10 hours a day, and it's sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily you don't want to do it when you're at the barber shop or you don't want to do it when you're at the gym. I mean, it's okay. You can. It's not like I'm saying no, but I'm just saying certainly with the family, I don't want to get into it because it only creates bad feelings. Well, of course, me being a dope and a jerk, and then I set up the cans and built the wall. Now a couple of my family members are beginning to jaw at each other. You know, this about this, and this about Trump, and this person doesn't like Trump, and this person hates Obama, and blah, blah, blah. And then some stats were thrown out, and of course the stats were all wrong because nobody really pays attention. So some uncle threw out numbers that were totally bogus, and then, of course, a cousin said, well, you're, that's not true, and this is the number, and that's the number. Anyway. If you're going to have dinner, my recommendation, my sincere Lee LC to you, heart-to-heart recommendation is maybe, just maybe, don't talk about politics. Not really, right? Maybe it's a better idea to talk about something else. Politics at the dinner table, I'm not sure. It can only lead to bad things. Now, unless, of course, you really want to bring it together and meet in the middle. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys can prove me wrong. And you guys can have a good time with that. Anyway, it is time for us to take a break. Bottom of the hour is coming at you. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the great USA Radio Network. And more now. We'll be back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now!
You know, I USA Radio News.
Chief Justice John Roberts came out and said he was thankful for an independent judiciary. He also said we don't have Clinton judges, we don't have Obama judges, and we don't have Trump judges. The comments come one day after President Trump called the judge who ruled against him an Obama judge. The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
A happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 1 point to close 24,465. The NASDAQ gained 63 points, and the S&P was up 8. The markets will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
This segment of the show sponsored by Rex Pistols. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment. I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. My tree's not up yet, but as soon as it's up, I've got the gun all wrapped and ready to go. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex Pistols, my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement. It's a name everybody knows, but this gun beat it, the Rex, and it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's the letter K. And then you put a dash, you know, a dash, and then VAR, V-A-R, K-VAR. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free holster shipped with your gun, meaning Wayne Root. You'll get a free holster, and you send it to K-VAR.com to do your shopping, your Christmas shopping for a Rex pistol. K-VAR.com or head down to your local gun store. All right, thank you, Rex Pistol and Kate Farr, for sponsoring the Wayne Allen Root Show.
All right, we're back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, 36 minutes past the hour on the eve before we jump into Thanksgiving, and that, again, is one of the great days of the year. You can call in 1-833-927-8255. That's 833-927-8255, or if you want to spell it out, it's 833-WAR-TALK, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root tonight, and I'm always honored and humbled to do so. So let's grab a call. We'll go out to our friends in Long Island. And early on my own show this morning, I was talking about what Chet wants to talk about out in Long Island, which is Obama saying Trump has mommy issues, right?
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to talk about that. It's always good to hear you on War Now. My favorite Thanksgiving, though, before I get into Obama and his mommy issues, was probably every Thanksgiving with my father. He passed away 6 years ago, and from now on, it's been different without him. So every Thanksgiving that I had with my dad was probably the best Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you, because we lost my mom last year, you guys know, and last year's Thanksgiving was nothing, it was nothing compared to what it used to be, and I can assure you that tomorrow, although it'll be, okay, it won't be like it was before. So
it never will be, but it makes you look at, it makes you look at the family you still have in a different light, because it shows you that can end tomorrow. You know what I mean? It could be me and you tomorrow, God forbid.
Yep.
Or it could be anybody else that's close to you. So you always got to value the time that you have on this. I know on your show you say the ride that we take on the blue marble, that we've only got one of them, so make it worth it. Now, with Obama, it's funny, he's speaking at the Obama Foundation in Chicago, and like you said, the reason we haven't taken care of climate change and things like that is because of anger, racism, and mommy issues.
Right.
Now, obviously the jab was at Trump, but he continued on with this dialect of putting down the country, right? This is what I got out of it. I listened the whole thing. And what he was basically saying was that we were better off when he was president than we are now.
Right.
Now, the problem I have with Mr. Obama's comments, first of all, is it does paint anyone that supports Donald Trump as a racist, first of all. And I think you would agree with that.
Yep.
It also paints anybody that doesn't believe in the ideology of the president, former President Barack Obama, is also a racist. So there we can see that if you don't believe in what he's touting, you're a racist as well. And then it also paints the painting that when he was in office for 8 years, everything was ho-hum, hunky-dory, and there was no division in the country. And nothing could be further from the truth. I've said it with you time and time again on your regular show during the week, that this guy separated us in 8 years like America's never seen before. Our police were attacked on a regular basis like never before. There were more terrorist attacks under Barack Obama than under George W. Bush and under Bill Clinton. That's factual. The numbers are there. There were more mass shootings under Barack Obama. I will say under Trump they've been pretty heavy too. So we'll see where that goes. But if you look at all the violent acts in America under those 8 years, they increased tenfold if you really do the homework. And I think those 8 years that Barack Obama promoted division in the country, would he do it with the police before getting the facts straight? He'd come out and say, you know, that police officer acted stupidly. Or he'd come out and say, the police need to be checked. This would be before he ever got any word on what actually happened in the case. A great example was in Baltimore. He said that, and then the mayor in Baltimore said, we have to give them room to destroy.
Right.
Out in Baltimore, when that gentleman was put in the squad van and ended up dying for whatever reason. But they immediately went after the police before knowing. And then that eventually led up to six police officers in Dallas being gunned down during a Black Lives Matter rally in which the police were protecting the people at the Black Lives Matter rally. Did you once ever hear Barack Obama come out and say, you know what, the police, we salute them. They went and they defended people that they maybe didn't want to, but they did it anyway. The answer is no. He made a little comment about it and he moved on. He went and played golf. And, you know, he had a good way of talking, Lee. He talked real well. He was like a car salesman. And Donald Trump's a little more upfront. But I don't think we were any better off under that man than this man at all. And I think they need to get over themselves. And by the way, his wife coming out selling her book saying that she'll never forgive Trump for the birther movement. It's funny that most people don't look to the facts. It was Hillary Clinton that started the birther movement with Barack Obama. And anybody can YouTube that. It's real easy to do. And she did that on the OA campaign. These people lie constantly. They get away with it. They're making billions of dollars off Netflix, books, the museum that they're building right now. These are some of the most corrupt people I've ever seen in American politics, Lee, and I'm getting sick of them.
Yeah, listen, great call. I appreciate it, man. Great call. Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend. And again, everything that you say is right on point, right on the money, and 100%. 100%. And I asked this question this morning. You know, what is it that you think Barack Obama actually wants? Does he want a late night TV gig? Does he want to be a senator? What does he want to be? Because he's out and about. And I know he's a young man. I know he's probably got maybe feels like he's got a lot left to give. But where is he going to go? What's his next move? What's the next play for Barack Obama and his wife? And again, Chet hits a home run with everything that he was getting into. I think Obama had the opportunity to be a great uniter, and he did not reach across the aisle. He did not pay enough tribute to the police force, certainly the military. But how many times did I have to come on the air after a police officer was shot and killed where Obama said nothing and there was silence and there was crickets? I mean, it would happen on a way too regular basis. So, yeah, Chad, 100% on all of that. And I thank you for weighing in tonight. And, again, have a great Thanksgiving out there in Long Island. I know some of the other things that I wanted to get into, too. I'm going to bounce around with a bunch of different stories because I only get a chance to kind of hang out with you guys once in a while. So rather than focus the show on one theme, whether it be immigration or taxes or what have you, we're going to jump around with a number of different things. And I do eventually want to get into some crime and crime-related issues, certainly before too long, as far as what's happening here in this country. But I don't know if you saw this. Maybe you didn't, but on Breitbart right now, the Tijuana police arrest 34 caravan migrants for drunks, for being drunk and drugs. So these folks who CNN constantly make into heroes, they worship the people who are coming in these caravans. It is literally that bad, right? They can do no wrong. They are better. Again, I say this over and over again. They are better than me and you because they come from a different, more impoverished nation. So just because of that, that automatically gives them more virtue than you. They have to, by definition of CNN, be a better human being than you. They have a better soul than you do because they come, again, from extreme poverty and being very, very poor. Well, these doctors and lawyers and scientists who are making their way across the border of the United States and are basically flipping their middle finger at law enforcement and flipping their middle finger at Donald Trump, while the Tijuana police have arrested 34 in the caravan, this is in the last couple of hours, for drugs and drunkenness. So I guess the doctors and lawyers and scientists and airline pilots and whoever else is coming across the border at record speed, they had a little bit too much to drink and quite possibly had some cocaine on them as well. Cocaine and marijuana and who knows what other drugs. The drugs aren't necessarily put up here, but there's some meth and there's some cocaine that basically they have confiscated. So I don't know. Maybe they just maybe they got confused. Maybe these migrants maybe got planted on them by the Tijuana police. I don't know. Maybe Avenatti can come to their rescue and try to defend these guys and gals. I'm sure they're all guys, by the way. I'm looking at pictures of them. They're all guys. There's no women. I mean, the percentage of women who are actually on their way to the United States border, it's a fraction of who's coming, right? We've got 50, if there are 15,000 people coming, 13,500 are men of military age. All right. Listen, we got to take another break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network. And yes, you're listening to War Now.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long, and
treatment all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Synagenics, is the sponsor of this segment of the show, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, as in i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. I love Synagenics. What they've done for me is amazing, amazing, amazing. I eat more food, and I eat more times a day, and I love the food, and I'm losing weight, and I'm gaining muscle. I work out less than I've ever worked out, and eat more than I've ever eaten. And I lose weight and gain muscle. That's pretty cool. Doesn't get much better than that. And look much younger. Much younger. People see me on TV and say, you look like you lost 15 years. It's amazing. And this went on in a four-month period on national TV. So results are there. 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the United States. They got clinics all over the USA. Main clinic in Las Vegas, though. Their big, I shouldn't say their main clinic. Their biggest clinic is in Las Vegas. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. I think their main clinic is actually, or the main headquarters is actually in Boston or Chicago. But their biggest clinic is in a beautiful building here in the Summerlin area of Las Vegas. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, or register at Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. They sponsored both my radio and TV show. Thank you, Synagenics, for making me your guinea pig and making me look and feel young again. Great stuff.
All right, we are back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. Yes, 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 Wayne is off tonight, and deservedly so. I mean, it is the day before Thanksgiving, for goodness sake. The bottom line is, I mean, a star with his star qualities and power, of course he's going to take today off. Of course he is. That's just the way it's going to be. No, anyway, I'm happy to be here. I love being on, and it's a lot of fun talking to everyone and anyone. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. That is the number to dial in if you want to chat about anything and everything. We've talked so far about Thanksgiving. We've talked so far about Obama and his audio, his sort of knocking the president. You know, Chet was talking about something in the last break, and I didn't really mention it. I want to get into it a little bit because Obama, at his little get-together when he was talking, he got into all of the things that Chet had mentioned having to do with mommy issues and this, that, and the other. But when he talked, it was about climate change, basically. And I'll say the same thing that I said earlier today. I believe that we are in the midst of not global climate change, but there are different weather patterns that are emerging. There's no question about that. I mean, you're burying your head in the sand if you don't believe that is actually happening. But, again, I'll say what I said this morning. I don't believe that we are the cause of that. But Obama, again, in his infinite wisdom, went out of his way to talk about climate change and what we have to do and how we have to do it. But in the midst of the conversation, basically about climate change, he talked about how we're not addressing climate change because of hatred and racism. So now, if you don't believe that the Earth is warming up at a record number, you're now a racist. This is the kind of thing that drives the folks on the right crazy, right? My heart is beginning to race because it angers me. I have this conversation and this fight all the time with my lefty friends. Because I disagree with Barack Obama does not make me a racist. Because I say, well, I think the weather patterns are changing. Yes, I do think there are maybe stronger storms and we're going through some kind of a cycle, but that doesn't mean that I think the world is turning inside out, and I don't think that there's climate change on a grand scale caused by us. So Obama saying that is happening, me saying it's not happening, that doesn't make me a racist either. And I started to think about this as I was driving in here today. Has there ever been a liberal who's been a racist? Has there ever been a liberal who hasn't liked somebody or hasn't been accused of not liking somebody because of the color of their skin or maybe because of their religious background or whatever category you want to put them in? Or is it only conservatives and folks on the right who can be racist? That's the question I guess I need answered. So, I mean, has there ever been a liberal who has been accused of not liking black people or Asian people or Puerto Rican people or not liking Muslims? Or again, is that part of the definition? If you're a liberal, then that I guess doesn't exist. You're exempt from any and all of it, I guess. Is that true? I'm not really sure. Anyway, I brought that up because I did want to say something specifically that brought me down, because I did see a story, and I'm sure you all saw it because it's on all the different websites. Now, do I think that we need to perfect our clean water and clean air? Yes. Do I think we need to work on all that? Yes, I do. Do I think we need to conserve our animal population and treat them better? Yes, of course. I'm always about that. You know that. And the story right here in front of me makes me sad. Because now you got a dead whale in Indonesia, right? There's a dead whale in Indonesia. And, of course, you know, we kill thousands of whales every single day, we being the human race. But this one died because he ingested 1,000 pieces of plastic. That is not okay. We have to do a better job with that. However we do it, we need to do a better job. Now, again, does that mean we need to lead the way? Fine. I'll be on board. Let's lead the way. Let's make these other countries, China, Japan, India, all these other countries need to get on board because, you know, whales shouldn't die because they eat 1,000 pieces of plastic. It's got to be a horrible, gruesome death. They don't deserve it. We've treated them bad enough already. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We're on a bunch of stations across the country. It's the USA Radio Network, and you're listening to War Now.
Here. hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.